Hi, everybody. So, I know this isn't really a makeup blog, so I'm sorry for people who are not into makeup content, but one of you guys sent me this Make You a Vixen lip plumping lipstick, which was so sweet, whoever it was. I know you all know I'm not much of a makeup person, but this says it's guaranteed to give you fuller, sexier lips in under 7 days and transform you into a sexier, confident, more confident new you. So I thought I'd do a little unboxing and show it off to you guys, and we could put it to the test, maybe? I have always been a little self-conscious about my lips being a little thin, so I've wanted to try these lip plumper lipsticks for a while, but like, again, not a big makeup person. The box says, this transformative lipstick will turn you into the sexy girl you've always wanted to be. I'm a little hurt, but you know, it's fine. Nagging is a thing, I guess. Okay, so we're gonna try it on. Oh, the packaging is really nice. Everything is like, feels super high end. So I don't know how much this was, but thanks. it's a bright red. Look at that. Yeah, that is red. Goodness. That's gonna be a lot. Because I don't normally wear a bright colored lipstick, but hopefully it looks good, so. Okay. All right, what do you think? I think I missed a little bit. All right, these bright colors are hard. There's a reason I don't wear dark lipstick. But anyway, so wearing it. I don't feel anything yet. So let's, I guess, read the instructions after we put it on, like you do. Okay, wear for at least 7 days to experience full effect of lip plumping. Oh, and there's a whole list of other possible side effects. Lip staining, physical changes, lightheadedness, tingling, loss of, increased libido. What? I mean, that seemed weird. This is boring. Sorry. Moving on. So anyway, like and comment and subscribe and tell me what you think of my new lip color. I'm going to try to post a few videos this week so we can kind of track the changes. So I made a Patreon and a wish list last week, so if you want to support me, that would be really great. Anyway, I'll be posting all week so we can track to see if there are any changes or not. So don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and I made a Patreon and a wish list last week, so if you want to support me, that would really help. Anyway, see you guys later this week. Hi, friends. So, in keeping with my new lipstick, I've decided to try a new makeup look to go with it. Usually I'm pretty understated with makeup and do like a girl next door thing, but with this red, I feel like I really need something bolder. So, I'm gonna start with a pretty dark liquid liner and do a cat's eye. We're not going to do all the primer and all that other shit. This is just, you know, for me. But I really like a bold black eyeliner with a bold red lip, don't you? And I think it's really important that I give you a reason to look at my eyes so you're not just zoning out looking at my lips the whole time. Yeah, and then I think I'll also do some highlight on my cheekbones. Just like that. And over here. Because I want you to see me and just feel the urge to drop to your knees. You know? But I do feel like my lips are looking a little fuller, don't you? They are awfully nice to look at. I'm sure you can keep from looking at them, though. but if you're gonna keep looking at my lips, I'm gonna need a little support. So you can show me how much you like them. I made some updates to my Amazon list and my Patreon, and if you want to keep seeing these videos, I expect to see some donations, boys. All right, like, subscribe, donate. Hello. So, what do we think? Several of you are very good boys, and you sent me things from my Amazon wish list. Of course, they'll be getting a very special thank you from me in their inbox later. But I thought I'd let you all enjoy this lovely black corset that they sent me. I think it really shows off my thin waist and my hips, don't you? And what about these boots? Nothing says sexy like leather all the way up my thighs. Don't you just want to fall on your knees and kiss them? But I know you're having a hard time looking away from my new lips, aren't you? They feel amazing. They make me feel so powerful. Like every word I say has meaning. I know you're unable to look away, unable to think about anything but me and these full red lips, thinking about serving me just for the chance to see maybe my lip print against your skin. Of course, you'd have to be a very good boy for that. So, you better sign up for my Patreon and take a look at that Amazon wish list. You want to be a good boy, don't you? Hello there, boys. You've all been so good. Sending money to your goddess, just like good little walking wallets. And such sweet compliments. I know just how much you've all been thinking about my lips now. I even got a few more presents. Look at this. I got something nice to suck on. But I'm not sure you've all been good enough for me to do that yet. Do you think you've earned it? I don't know. Maybe you should just imagine it. Just look at my pretty full lips and think about how they might look wrapped around this cock-shaped lollipop. Isn't that what you want to see? I don't know. Maybe you should just imagine it. Look at my pretty full red lips and think about how they might look wrapped around this cock-shaped lollipop. Isn't that what you want to see? I bet you're already stroking your dick through your pants thinking about it, aren't you? Thinking about how it might look. Whether my red lipstick will get all over it. I bet you're thinking how good it would feel if it was your cock. And you know, once I show you, you're not going to be able to think about anything else. You're not going to be able to think about anything but my gorgeous mouth and doing anything so you can see it. Or better yet, feel it wrapped around your cock. You'll be my good little slave, won't you? Slave to my lips and my voice and my whim. Well, it's time to prove your devotion, slave, and then I might just let you see more. You know what to do. Why, hello, slave. You gave me what I deserved, and now I have ultimate control of you, don't I? Control of your wallet and control of your greedy cock. Look at me while I'm talking to you. I'm gonna give you just what you wanted, and you're gonna submit to me like a good little slut. You're going to look at me in my sexy black bodysuit and my irresistible red lips, and you're going to do everything I say. You're going to start by taking your cock out from me, like you haven't already. I know it's hard. I bet you've been stroking it since the second you saw your goddess uploaded a video, haven't you? Well, if you have, stop. I just want you to sit there with your cock out for me. I want you to think about how it would feel if I were to press my lips against your neck, against your thigh, against your cock. I want you to think about the shape of the lip print I would leave on your neck, the one I would leave on the inside of your thigh, the one I would leave on the side of your cock, marking you as mine. Do you think you deserve to touch my cock, slave? Should I allow you to worship at my altar? Get on your knees then. If you want to be truly marked by your mistress, you're going to have to earn it. I'm going to let you stroke your cock for me. And I'm going to let you watch me lick and tease. And let you dream about what it might be like if this were ever your cock. That's a big if. You know, some guys think that blowjobs are a submissive act, but the truth is that when I'm sucking your cock, I have ultimate control of you. I have control of your pleasure. I have control of pain. I control how fast or how slow, how much or how little, whether it's just rubbing my lips against the tip of your cock, letting you feel my warm breath. Oh, you want that, don't you? But I bet you want more, to feel more of it, don't you? What would you do to feel mistress's mouth, her tongue, moving up and down your cock? I'm gonna need a lot more begging. A lot more begging. In fact, I think I'll have to sit on your face and you can spell out please with your tongue enough times on my clit, and maybe then I'll give you what you want. That's it. Stroke your cock for me. You want to be a good boy and come for mistress, don't you? After all, you paid all that money to be allowed. Maybe I'll let you faster. The faster I won't give you. I suck your cock so slow until I'm tired of it. And then I'll let you jack off in the corner. Just like this, on your knees, giving me my tribute. Give it to me, slave. Fucking come for me. I'm gonna give you to the count of 20. One, two, three, four. You know what happens if I get to 20 and you haven't come yet. Five means you don't come at all. Six, seven, eight. I have to wait for my next video. Nine. You'll have to pay for my next video. 10. 11. 12. Maybe buy me some presents before I send it to you. 13. 14. 15. You better be close. 16. 17, 18, oh, we're getting so close now. Oh, can you come for me? 19, you'd better. 20, fucking come for me now. Now, you've made a mess, so you better clean it up. I want to watch you suck that cum off your fingers, so get your phone out and take a video and show your mistress what a good boy you've been. Clean it all up. Or you're not going to get any more videos at all. Poor slave.